You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is going to be a combination both Wednesday and Thursday show. I normally don't do this, but I have been heavily committed to writing several, actually a total of four articles for the Richland Chronicle paper, and that has taken a lot of my evening time as well as my show prep time. And the reason I did that, not this show, but the previous show, was on the 5% paper bag and plastic and paper bag tax. So I'm doing a follow-up to that for the Richland Chronicle paper, and that will not be in the next issue, which comes out Tuesday, but in the following issue. And that's already done and edited and will be in that issue. And that took a lot of time, but I prepared that first, and then we had the breaking news. And the topic that's been on the news, it's been in talk radio, it's the talk amongst faculty and staff and students at Richland College, that is the terrorist attack, the Islamic terrorist attack in Paris, France, where 12 people were killed, two of them being police officers, 10 being employees and contributors to the weekly newspaper. It was and still is a rather provocative left-wing weekly newspaper. It's mainly satire, both articles and cartoons, but it has a definite left-wing slant. Now, I'm on the right. I'm clearly for limited government. Actually, I don't believe in this left-right continuum, because a lot of times what the left describes as being on the right are really collectivists, such as the National Socialist Germans Workers' Party, the Nazis. As far as I'm concerned, they're left-wing. They're socialists. They're collectivists. But the left likes to say, well, that's fascist. They're on the right. Well, they're both. Communism, socialism, as well as National Socialism, the so-called Nazis in Germany, they were all socialists. They are collectivists, and they're violent. And if you don't agree with them, they kill you. And that is the problem we have today with the radical extremist Islamic jihadist. And I call it the way I see it, and that's what they proclaim and self-identify as. So I say, listen, if they proclaim themselves as being Muslims and practicing either the Sunni or Shia version, and they're killing each other as well as killing Americans and innocent citizens, as far as I'm concerned, they're Islamic terrorists. I don't put up at all with this political correctness that we have in the United States, especially on the left, because political correctness kills people. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say that slowly again. Political correctness kills people. You have to be able to tell the truth, not try to slant what you're saying so you don't offend anybody. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are easily offended. We don't want to offend our Islamic brothers. Excuse me, if the people of the Islamic faith, and there are over a billion of them, and several million of them want to kill us and make no bones about it, there's a problem. And it's about time the American people and our leadership, especially in Washington, call it what it is. Even though the president this time Remember, this incident took place in Paris, France. Called it a terrorist attack. That's progress. He didn't call it workplace violence, a terrorist attack. But what did he not say? It is an Islamic terrorist attack. It's really an Islamic jihadist terrorist attack. He refuses to say those words and link them together, even though the people that are actually doing the killing will say, Ali Akbar, God is great, and tell the media, I'm with Al-Qaeda from Yemen. And this is revenge for this publication publishing cartoons and articles that are critical of the religion of Islam. That's the problem. It's a major problem. These people will kill you if you don't believe the way they believe. And let's be fair, they are killing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of their fellow believers because they happen to be of a different sect of Islam. And they've been doing this for hundreds of years. It's not new. That's what the Islamic State is doing. They are primarily killing Iraqis and Syrians that are of the Shiite persuasion of Islam. It's payback time. What it is, it's Sunnis versus Shia, and Shia versus Sunnis, and Arabs versus Persians or Iranians. And now the violence has come to France. They went after this publication. Remember, it's not a magazine. It's really a weekly newspaper. It is definitely left-leaning. They use satire to criticize, they especially criticize people of any faith, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, as well as people of Islam. This is not a publication I would read or defend, quite frankly, because the cartoons, some of them, are quite vulgar and they're very provocative. But I will defend to my death the right of them to say it. And that's the important point. And that's the difference between me and the people that shot him. The problem that many believers in Islam have because of the tenets of their religion, they cannot tolerate other religions and people that have other ideas. And when they encounter that, if they're in a position to kill or injure, or hurt in any way, they'll do it. And that is exactly what happened in Paris, France. You've seen the videos today. They've been played over and over. The one that's probably getting the most attention, because we have not seen up to now where most of the people were killed, namely inside the offices of Charlie Hebdo, the magazine. Because they were after the editor-in-chief of that magazine, as well as he was a cartoonist. And they were calling, when they went in the building, they were calling out his name. Where is, he has a nickname, Shaw. Initially, they couldn't find him, but they found him and they shot him. They were going after him in particular. They wanted to kill him, and they wanted to kill the other cartoonists and writers of that publication. They're trying to suppress free speech. They won't be successful, but their religious beliefs compel them to do this, just like the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria compel them to kill, torture, rape people that do not share the religious faith that they have. And unfortunately, we have a president of the United States that is incapable of saying this. This is an Islamic jihadist terrorist attack. He can't put those four words together. Now, there's some progress has been made. He actually said this is a terrorist attack, as opposed to when we had a similar attack in the United States in November of 2009 at Fort Hood, where a U.S. Army major, a doctor, an MD, a psychiatrist, killed 13 people. Most of them, I think with the exception of one, were military personnel. One was a woman that was pregnant that he killed. 13 were killed and over 30 were wounded or suffered injuries. That was actually worse than what happened to France, happened in Paris, France. But there's really little difference between the two, except this. The president refused to call it an Islamic jihadist terrorist attack, even though that major was a practicing Muslim and was in contact with a terrorist in Yemen. When you're that deluded and blinded by your own political ideology, that results in people dying. That is the end result of political correctness, not calling it what it is. And the White House, in that case, it was considered workplace violence. I will say, yes, it happened in the workplace. It happened on Fort Hood, a military base, where most of the victims were soldiers that were on their way to either Iraq or Afghanistan. I believe it's a training facility. And that's why this major killed those people and went on this rampage. Fortunately, a police officer shot him, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. He was subsequently court-martialed and convicted of 13 counts of premeditated murder. And he's been sentenced to death, and he's still alive. Now, I will concede there is an appeal process going on, but everyone knows he's guilty. He admits he's guilty. He's proud of what he did. And so are the Islamic jihadists throughout the world. They consider him, both when it happened and today, as a hero, an example for others to follow. And that is exactly what happened in Paris, France. If you don't agree with their religion, if they have the opportunity, they will kill you. The so-called religion of peace. Give me a break. And I want to be fair here. The overwhelming majority of Muslims really want no part of this. The problem is they really do not speak out against what's happening across the world, mainly because they're in fear of their own lives and the lives of their family and friends. But until they stand up and oppose the religious fanatics in their midst, this will continue. Whether it's in Europe or the United States or in the Middle East, it will continue. And especially it will continue as long as we have political correctness, the inability to call something exactly what it is, because it might offend someone. That's why they attacked this newspaper. It offended them. They didn't have a sense of humor. See, my answer to this is very simple. If I don't like a magazine, a newspaper, a television show, a radio show, or someone that's in my face criticizing me, I turn it off. No one is forcing anyone to read, view, hear, look at anything. If something truly offends you, stop reading it. Stop listening to it. I do it all the time. In preparation for these shows, I typically will listen, a better way to say sample, several talk show hosts because they have different styles and they tend to influence, that's the wrong word, they tend to pick news stories to comment upon. And each talk show host or presenter every day is faced with that decision, as was I. I went to a Richland Chronicle meeting, staff meeting. We go around the table, mainly to say where we are in terms of writing the stories. And then we usually have a round, well, what do you think you're going to be writing next week? Now, I said, I don't know what the news is going to be next week. I have no idea. And that's true. Something could happen between now and tomorrow that could conceivably take off the front pages this Paris terrorist attack. I don't think that'll happen, but it could happen. And even though I think this story has legs and probably will be in the news for at least a week or two, eventually other news events will come to the fore. And that means I will be talking about as well as writing about those news stories in preparation of my show and also in preparing articles. But I have no idea what that's going to be. I probably will have an update tomorrow as to what happened in Paris. But there is conceivably a story that could develop that's bigger than this one. That's just the name of the game. That's what news cycles are about. They're usually 24 hours, and then the stories disappear, like newspapers. They're fresh, but they have a very limited shelf life, and then they're thrown in the trash. And why this is my 394th show, and people do listen to past shows, I can attest to that because I know what they're clicking on. But again, I don't know how long they listen. Now, most people that listen to my show go to a search engine, Google, for example, type in certain phrases, and lo and behold, my show pops up, and they click on it and listen to the show. And I need to say this. If you want to listen to the show, the way you do that is go to prankpops.wordpress.com. That's prankpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S dot WordPress.com. And if you do, you'll see at the very top, you'll see a beautiful picture that I actually composed for the Prompt Pop show. I did that, folks. I'm proud of it. I'm pointing it out because that is at the top of the page, and that is a picture of yours truly. But you'll have the link spelled out where you need to go to listen to the show. But right below it, you will have links to the most current shows, usually 60 to 80 shows. Now, this show is not going to be published by 5 o'clock because we're already past 5 o'clock. It will be published tomorrow, definitely by 5 o'clock. And the reason for it, I had to prepare 4 articles. 3 are in editing done. The 4th one is the article that I will post on this page when it's completed. It's about 95% done. And it's on what happened. It's my summary and comments as to what happened in Paris, France, this terrorist attack, but it's fundamentally an Islamic jihadist terrorist attack. They're at war with us. Jihad means struggle, and there are different definitions of struggle. The definition that I'm referring, this is a struggle, it's a war against people of other faiths. They want to impose Sharia law on other peoples, whether it's Europeans or Americans. That is their goal. It's not a secret. And they say they're believers in Islam. I don't doubt them. I've done too much reading on this, and I don't doubt them at all. They are truly the true believers. And according to their religion, they're probably closer to being followers than anyone. And they are unfortunately attracting young people throughout the Middle East, but also in Europe. Why? Because the opportunities in the Middle East are few and far between. If you think the unemployment rate is high in the United States, go to Europe, France, for example, and then go to the Middle East. So when you have nothing to lose, you can't find a job, or the jobs you can find are not the best, then going to war seems like a very attractive adventure. You get to plunder, loot, steal, rape. And if you like to kill people or beat them up or torture them, you get to do that. Doesn't it sound fun? Well, it is attractive to young males in the Middle East, both in Iran, Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. Now, there's one problem. And some, or including the majority of the believers in Islam, are beginning to understand this. There will be a backlash. Mark my words, there will be a backlash. It hasn't happened in the United States. There's really been no backlash at all against anyone that is a believer in the Islamic faith. Not at all. But you're running into a situation that is potentially explosive. And that is this: the American people, the French people, the German people, the British people are tiring of immigrants, both legal and illegal, taking advantage of their opportunities, not in the Middle East, but in their own country. There will be a backlash against immigrants, especially those coming from the Middle East, that admit they're practicing Islam. We're not going to put up with this activity at all. Now, President Obama can continue to be political correct as much as he wants, but the problem is the American people have seen this week where political correctness leads, and it led to the death of 12 people, mainly the employees of a weekly newspaper. And you've seen across France, as well as in some cities in Europe, support for that newspaper. Je suis Charlie. I am Charlie. And let me say again, I really would never be a reader of that newspaper. They don't reflect my religious faith. They don't reflect my political philosophy. They have been provocative and in some cases vulgar. And the way I handle it is simple. I don't read it. First of all, it's in French. Even though I took French in high school, I'm not fluent in French. The terrorists were, because they were born in Paris. But they were radicalized. And they thought that, and I think they're right, according to their religion, that they need to silence or try to silence this magazine by going after the people that work there. And that's exactly what happened. Most of the people that were killed were editors, writers, and cartoonists for this magazine. Now, my article does summarize all this. I'm not going to go over the names, but that's what they were trying to do, to suppress this newspaper. Did they succeed? No, they didn't. This newspaper typically has a circulation of about 45,000. Sometimes, depending on the issue, they could print as many as 100,000 issues. The next issue will be for 1 million or more. Now, let me say something that I find disgusting. The media in this country, especially the print media, but also the television networks, in the past as well as right now, refuse to show any of the cartoons from this newspaper. I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, if you go to prompops.wordpress.com, I do have a few of the cartoons. Now, that wasn't the purpose of putting these photos in, but I'm disgusted with our own print as well as television networks not addressing this. They're afraid of offending the very people that are killing their associates or colleagues in the press. That's despicable. They won't publish any of their cartoons. Why? They're afraid. That is what's happening on the left. Now, remember, it is primarily the left in this country. I would say, for all practical purposes, it's near 100%. It's the left that is insisting upon political correctness. What I mean is the so-called liberals or progressives in the United States, usually members of the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party has a large share of so-called rhinos, Republicans in name only. You see, when you're not honest first with yourself and your readers or viewers or listeners, and you check what you say because we don't want to offend anybody, you're not telling the truth. Now, I don't think you should go out of your way to offend people. But if you are worried about offending people, you're going to do it no matter what. Someone somewhere is going to take exception and be offended. Your article, cartoon, music offends me. My answer to that is, sir, then stop listening, stop reading, stop buying my publication. That's the answer. It is not trying to self-censor yourself as to what your opinion is. Because when you go down that road, you're going to go crazy. And at its core, what is political correctness about? What is the aim, and why does the left play the political correctness game? Not hard to understand. They're trying to shut you up. That is the purpose of political correctness, to shut you up. That's what these Islamic terrorists were doing in Paris. They were trying to shut up this publication. And that's exactly what the Democratic Party, the progressives and liberals, the collectivists in this country do, and they're on this college campus. They use it to try to shut you up, just like they use the race card to shut you up. Oh, I've had that played on me, and I've seen it played on others. Al Sharpton does that to shake down businesses. That's why I call him Reverend Rat. He was an informer for the government. He's a propagandist for Barack Obama, and he owes millions in taxes. He should be in jail, and yet he has a television show. No one, the audience or share is so small, it's who bothers. I don't watch it. I just know he's on. And let him knock himself out. His impact is minuscule, but he's still shaking down corporations. It's very simple. Mr. Business Owner, if you don't make a contribution to my organization, I'll have 300 to 400 of my people marching in front of your business tomorrow. Do you want that? You send me a check, $100,000, $200,000, and all your problems will go. No demonstrators. That's what it'll take. And unfortunately, we have people in this United States, especially the large corporations, that put up with this extortion. That's criminal activity. It's called extortion. He should be called on it. But instead, he's repeatedly invited to the White House. That totally disgusts me. I understand why President Obama does it. Birds of a feather flock together. They don't care if they're lying. They're after power and money. That's what, cut to the chase. It's all about power and money, how to get it, how to keep it, and how to stop your political opponents. They don't care if they lie, cheat, or steal. And they're doing it every day. And one weapon they use against people is political correctness. You can't say that. That might offend them. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say what I think is right and true. You see, part of the problem is this. Truth doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. So you can have the truth on your side, the facts on your side. Show them they're not going to change their mind. If you're willing to lie to the people, the truth doesn't make a hill of beans. That's why the White House called this terrorist attack workplace violence. That's how delusional they are. Totally out of touch with reality. Totally out of touch. We can't offend our Islamic brothers. Excuse me, they're killing us. They're killing American soldiers, civilians, and now French citizens. The people are waking up across the world. And there will be a backlash against the believers in Islam. Because you have not restrained and, quite frankly, eliminated your radical fanatics. We have them in the United States. Some are religious, some are political. They don't play by the rules. Like I said, their main focus is getting and keeping power, whatever it takes. Truth is not a criteria. Yes, if the truth's on their side, they'll state it. But if they have to lie, they'll do it. And they will use race cards by calling you a racist, and they will use political correctness to try to shut you up. And they're on the college campuses, they're in the unions, and they're on the political parties. Most Americans today, and this is the challenge, simply want to be left alone, want to be left alone. They have lives to live, interests to pursue, passions that they want to engage in. They're not interested in politics. They want to be left alone. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, these people won't let you alone. They're trying to pick your pockets. Like that bag tax that the city council, the Dallas 8, as I refer to them, including the mayor, Mike Rawlings, as well as the leader of the 8, Dwayne Carraway, they want to get in the pockets of every citizen in Dallas and tell businesses what type of bags they can have. And if they have what they call a single-use carry-out bag, they have to charge their customers 5 cents. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a tax. Now, what's interesting, when I was writing an article for that, I tried to find out, who are these people? I wanted to know, who are these 8 people? And what did I discover? There are a lot of articles on this. This is an issue right now in Dallas. But it probably will be in your city sooner than later. Because again, the left wants to impose its ideas and values on you. And they're trying to do this across the country. Right now, only roughly 20 million Americans are affected. But their goal is the entire country. And there are some cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boulder, Seattle, Austin, Texas, that have either banned plastic and or paper or have imposed a tax. They want to force you to bring your own so-called reusable bag when you go shopping. It's none of their business. That's the key point I keep saying. It's none of your business. Leave me alone. Stay out of my exchange with a retailer. It's none of your, it's between me and that store or retailer or business establishment. Stay away. Leave me alone. But they can't do it. They insist on imposing their views on the people. No one in Dallas really wants this tax. I should say it's about 70-30. About 70% think this is the stupidest, craziest, dumb idea that they ever heard of. And they're mad about it. I'm mad about it. But this is small change compared to what happened this week in Paris. But the principles are the same. People trying to insist that you change your way of life. That's what they're trying to do. I've lived in Texas since 1978, both in Fort Worth and in Dallas.
class.
And I have probably used thousands, primarily of paper bags, but some plastic, in that period of time. Probably 10,000. Now, did I pay for it? You better believe I paid for it. Because when you go shopping, whether it's for groceries or other items, part of the transaction is the owner of that business will provide you with a paper bag. Now, not all of them do, but the overwhelming majority, I would say 95% plus, and it's probably closer to 99, provide their customers with some type of bag, package, to take out the goods that you purchase there. And this has been going on for decades. No one wanted to change to that system across the country and in Dallas. But we have what I call watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside, that see bags as a threat to the environment. They want, and these are the words in the city audience, ordinance, the law in Dallas, a culture of clean. Can you believe it? A culture of clean. My reaction to that, if you want a culture of clean, every morning get up and take a shower or wash your car or take your litter to the dumpster. Do we have a litter problem in Dallas? Yes. But the problem is not a plastic bag or paper bag. It's people with bad habits. They're pigs. They're slops. And certain neighborhoods in Dallas are clean. They are clean. But it's the poorer neighborhoods where you find this litter problem. Now, I'm only bringing this up to make a point. What's the problem? People trying to impose their values on others. Now, when you're up against this, remember, these are people that in Dallas we have districts. It's not a city. At one time, it was citywide. If you ran for the city council, it was citywide. Now they have individual districts, and that's part of the problem here. So we have 8 people on the Dallas council that voted for this law. Couldn't find their names in the paper. I could find the names of the people that were against this. And now the one exception is the guy that was leading the charge on this. So I dug it out. And yeah, I'm going to have an article in not this issue, but the following issue on this. Now, why did I spend the time doing it? I'm upset about it. I can afford the nickel. I estimated I'd probably pay somewhere in a year between $25 to $50 if I continue to use the paper bags that I use now. I'm a double paper guy. I always tell when they ask the question, paper or plastic, I say double paper. And I say that because the problem with a single paper, they tend to bust just like the plastic bags do. I'm not happy with plastic. The only time I use plastic is maybe for a loaf of bread or some buns. I tell them put it all in a double paper bag. And sometimes I have to say that 3, 4, 5 times. And I know why, because most grocery stores would rather only give you one bag. But I've already paid for it. It is priced in the cost of the merchandise. That's what I'm saying. And I pay for it, willingly pay for it. You see, what's really behind this five cent per bag, so-called, get this, an environmental fee, is they're trying to raise taxes. That's all this is a tax. And they know if they called it a tax, it never would have passed. The people would be outraged. And here's the irony. Who gets hurt the most here? It is people on a very limited or low income. The very people that voted for this, their constituents are primarily poor. The people that were against this are primarily in the more high income, well-to-do sections of Dallas. That's the irony. They're screwing their own people. Now, the guy that's making a lot of money, does he care about $20, $25, $50, maybe at most $100? No. And that's why they did it, because they knew they could get away with it until the people wake up to it. And they're waking up to it right now. Because now when you go into a grocery store or other retail stores, now there are a lot of exemptions. I'm not going to get into that. Read my article. You're going to have to pay a nickel a bag. I typically would pay, let's say 50 cents to a dollar a week. I figure the max I would pay would be about $50 a year. I can afford $50. There's some people, though, that $50 is a lot of money. That's why this tax is highly regressive. Now, what are we dealing with? People that have values that think they're watermelons, they're green on the outside, they use the environment as an issue to make government bigger and to tax you. And they want to shut you up. And I was a little bit surprised that the newspapers were not reporting. Who are these 8 people? They're not proud of it. They didn't pose for a picture, but somebody voted for it. The Dallas 8. Don't blame your retail store, your grocery store. Blame your elected representatives. And if you agree with me, throw the bums out. That's how you need to stop this, as well as support your own representatives in Austin and stop this mischief or nonsense by other cities across Texas. Really, it's Austin, Dallas, and a few smaller cities in Texas where you have this nonsense. Either an outright ban or a tax. Not an environmental fee, a tax. So our state representatives need to stop this. Now, how does this relate to what happened in Paris? I was checking the time because I do have to wrap it up a little early. I got about 20 minutes max. The people that killed, the gunmen that went in and killed human beings, they were offended by the cartoons and the articles that appeared regularly in this newspaper. And I need to say this. Some of the articles and cartoons, if you were a believer in Islam, would offend you. They also went after Catholics, Jews, Protestants, political figures, feminism. They were a newspaper dedicated to criticizing, making fun of satire. It's called satire. And that drives people nuts. Doesn't drive me nuts. If you want to insult my religion, be my guest. I'm just not going to pay any attention to you. And that should be the response. Ignore them. I don't care what you think of my religion or political views. I don't. I'm not trying to impose mine on you. But when you try to impose yours on me, you're going to get a pushback. And I'm going to call it the way I see it. I'm not going to change what I say or do because you threaten me or you're offended. Sorry. Be offended. Get a life. Mature. And that's the problem. We're dealing with people that lack maturity, lack perspective, lack a sense of humor, and don't understand other people have different ideas. Stop trying to impose your values, your religion, your ideology on others. I didn't say you can't talk. I believe in your right to express yourself, but that doesn't mean I'm going to listen to you. That doesn't mean I'm going to subscribe or read your newspaper. Do you think there's a reason why I don't watch television at all and really don't have a television at home. I don't agree with what garbage that those organizations put out. I don't. They have a political bias, and a lot of what they peddle is garbage as far as I'm concerned, and their viewership has gone down, 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 and down. They know that. And see, one thing I found out, these people don't like competition. They like a monopoly. And what drives them crazy is the fact that people today can go on the internet and find information on their own, what they're interested in, from many, many sources, both here in the United States as well as worldwide. It's called competition. It's also called freedom. People have the liberties to do that. Now, you'll notice in communist countries, in dictatorships, they try to suppress this. They don't want you to hear opposing views at all. Do you think the Catholic Church or a Protestant church could build in Saudi Arabia? They outlaw it. You can't do that. And what's the Islamic State doing? They're doing what's called ethnic cleansing. They're giving the people a warning. Please, if you're of another faith, in other words, you're not a Sunni, leave, because if you don't, we'll probably kill you. We'll rob you and then kill you. There is a distinction between ethnic cleansing, where you're threatening people to the point that they flee their country, flee their homes, and leave their valuables, goods, homes, and flee for their lives. That's what's happening across Iraq as well as Syria as I speak. People are running for their lives. If you were in that situation, you would run too. Because if these Islamic jihadists get a hold of you, they'll kill you. And if you happen to be a Shia, they'll kill you quicker. They can't stand the fact that other people are believers in other religious faiths. They have no toleration for it. And their answer is death. First, they'll try to steal what you have. Ultimately, they'll kill you. And this has happened throughout history. This is nothing new, folks. This has been going on since the day humans started on this planet. People have been conquering other people, killing them or forcing them into slavery, stealing their goods, their valuables, their homes. And that has been going on for century after century after century. And that is what's going on today in Iraq and Syria and, yes, in Yemen. And believers in this were responsible for the attacks in Paris. It is attractive to young men who think they have a sense of power of killing people. Can they build things? Can they construct things? Can they start a business? No. But they can destroy people. They can destroy the institutions that we have. The institution of a free press. The institution of tolerance for other religion. Let me give an example, a small example, that we have on this campus. This campus is a gun-free zone. Even if you have a so-called concealed carry permit, you can't bring a weapon on this campus. The only weapons on this campus are in the possession of the police. And that is essentially true throughout the campuses in the state of Texas. Texas, like all 50 states, has concealed carry. And because of our rights under the Second Amendment of the Constitution to bear and keep arms, citizens avail themselves of that right to protect first their families, friends, and property against the criminals in this society. But ultimately, the reason why that is in the Constitution is to protect us against a government, a tyranny, should it develop. See, the very first thing that the communists do, the socialists do, the nationalist socialists or Nazis do, as well as the Islamic State does, is they disarm the people. The very first thing they do. And the second thing they do is they take over the newspapers, the television, and the radio. They don't want opposition. They don't want competition. So they take your guns first, and then they take your liberties, your freedom of speech. That's what the Nazis did. First in their own country, and then in any country they went into. That's what the communists did earlier than that. They disarmed and killed their political opposition. It's not new. It's been going on for centuries, whether it's a political ideology or a religion. Now, getting back to that small example on this campus, it's an example of political correctness. The Dallas County Community College District, and it has seven colleges, Richland College is probably the crown jewel of that system, is a public institution supported by public money, taxes, as well as the tuition that, and fees that students pay. There should be absolutely no favoritism to any religion. In other words, there can't be a Christian church, a Jewish temple or Mormon temple, or a place of worship anywhere on these campuses. We welcome students of any faith. But where do we have political correctness on this campus? I am sitting in a gun-free zone, which is dangerous in and of itself, but less than 100 feet where I'm broadcasting this show is a so-called meditation room, a meditation room. That is the politically correct label for it, a meditation room. It is right across from the student media where the Richland Chronicle paper is produced. Now, who uses this meditation room? When I first came to this campus, there was no meditation room. Who do you think is the primary, and I will say virtually sole user of this meditation room? Muslims. They come and pray. And before they do that, because of the protocols of their religion, they go into the bathrooms and they wash their feet. I see it every day. Now, you might say, well, we're just accommodating. Excuse me. I don't see a Catholic chapel. I don't see a Baptist school or study. This shouldn't be on this campus, period, or any campus that is supported by the public, the citizens of Texas, the citizens or residents of Dallas, Texas. Yet it exists no more than 100 feet where I'm sitting, on a major hallway. Now, we're approaching the opening of the spring semester, but towards the end of the last fall semester, 2014, on several occasions, I am walking towards this meditation room. And what do I hear? Someone singing, if you could call it that, in Arabic. And I could hear it throughout the hallway from the cafeteria, which is a fair amount of distance. I could hear it. And I was wondering, what's going on? And who was there? apparently, because he was dressed as a Muslim. You've seen it. It's like a shift. The name escapes me, but you've seen it. It's Muslims wear this. Fine. I don't care what they wear. None of my business. Knock yourself out. If you want to wear a dress, fine. And I'm not being critical. What I'm opposed to is this. And I suspect, I don't speak Arabic, that this was the call for prayer. This should not be happening on this campus. The only reason it is because of political correctness. If you want to say a prayer or practice your religious faith, there's a simple answer. Get in your car or take a bus or walk to the nearest church, temple, mosque, whatever. Be my guest. But don't try to impose your religion on me by insisting that this campus have a meditation room. That is just a tiny, tiny, tiny example of political correctness. I think it's a bad decision. It should be revisited. This meditation room should be closed because it's getting out of hand. And what I mean by that, you've heard the phrase, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And that is what's happening. Slowly but surely is happening. It's a health hazard, and it violates the rights of American citizens that have paid for this institution in Dallas. It is a public institution. It's not Southern Methodist University. It is not Notre Dame. It's Richland College, part of the Dallas County Community College District, and we shouldn't have any room on this campus dedicated for those that believe in the Islamic faith to say their prayers. If they want to say their prayers, then leave the campus or say them in silence. We're not going to accommodate you. You're here as a guest, and you don't try to impose your religion, and that's what it is. It's an attempt to impose their religion. Now, I'm not being critical of what they wear or what they say or what they look like or what they smell like. But you are taking advantage of the tolerance of the American people. You don't let them take an inch because they will take a mile. And that's what's happening all through Europe. It needs to stop. It needs to stop starting on this campus, but throughout the United States. The problem is we have a political class in Washington, D.C. I call them the political elitist establishment that really doesn't care about the American people or the American worker. And as a result, I just got the signal, I got to wrap it up. As a result, we have political correctness on this campus, but political correctness kills. It leads to what happened in Paris. Now with that, I have to close the show with my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas Tech. We're the voice of Richland College.